Hello, everyone. We're at the ACC wrap-up with Medscape. My name is Arifa Casaboy. I'm a practicing internist and a medical editor for WebMD and Medscape. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Melissa Walton-Shirley. She's a cardiologist, a contributor at Medscape, and she was at the ACC conference last week. And we're excited to keep talking. We just finished our conversation about the Fourier trial. And I wanted to ask you about the Vision trial. There are these new high sensitivity troponins coming out. And what do we as PCPs need to know about it?
This is a great trial. I really thought this was a well done trial, although they did have a little glitch with it. They looked at 22,000 patients with or without coronary disease undergoing non-cardiac surgery. It was a prospective observational trial. Looking at levels of high sensitivity troponin and which levels were associated with 30-day mortality. And the way they did this trial is they checked the troponin at 6 and 12 hours post-op and then daily for 3 days. About halfway through the trial, they said, gosh, we didn't check pre-surgery troponin levels for trend. And what they found was that 1.4% of people had died. That doesn't sound like a lot, but there were 300 deaths still. And those patients need to be looked at, and that may be our target population, and besides morbidity as well. They found that these patients had a less than 5 nanogram per liter level had a 0.1% risk of death that incrementally increased. If you had a level of 20 to 64, it was 3% absolute risk, 65 to 1,000, 9.1% risk, but greater than 1,000 was a 29.6% risk.
So the numbers were astounding.
Absolutely. And the other thing that was interesting is that 13.8% had a pre-procedural peak of troponin. It peaked before they had their surgical procedure performed. So there are a lot of practice-changing implications here. The only issue is that this high sensitivity troponin is not yet commercially available. We'll have the FDA package insert in April. I contacted Roche and talked with them about that. But after we get this available to us, I think it is going to be practice changing. You could, however, do the same trending, in my opinion, with the troponin levels that we have available to us.
Oh, you
now.
Took my question. I was wondering. No, that's what I was wondering because, and one of the statistics, what was it, 18% of the group had sustained cardiac injury, and 93% of that group, they were missed. And I didn't understand how is that happening? How are we missing such significant cardiac injury?
Well, I think if you don't seek, you won't find. So I think that we have to look. And it's a lesson for me as well, because when I'm called to see a patient for preoperative risk assessment, I always get a trope. And I only get a repeat trope if the patient had an event or became unstable in some way, had chest discomfort, et cetera. But, you know, I think that these trope leaks are happening more often than we think. And so we need to probably check a post-op trope on everybody that is at risk.
And then how will that change our management? Will everybody end up on, you know, is it a matter of aspirin or statins or saying no? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think at the ground level, the basic level, we probably should be adding a troponin to our pre-op orders and to our orders. But also, I think that we'll have to be treating these patients with aspirin where it's appropriate preoperatively. You can't do that oftentimes with a urologic or a neurologic procedure. You know, neurosurgeons and our urologists are the sticklers about those things because they deal with highly vascular organs that could get into a lot of trouble with bleed, intracranial hemorrhage, etc. So I think that it also will sort of urge us to check postoperative ECGs, make sure these patients are on telemetry. You know, a lot of the time when I'm called to see a patient for a preoperative risk assessment, they don't even have an EKG on the chart. They're not on telemetry. We don't have a baseline echocardiogram. And you know, an anesthesiologist needs to understand, do they have room to add 2 or 3 liters of saline for hypotension intraoperatively, or do we just need to add some neo after a short bolus? And all that rests on LV function. So sometimes we don't have time to get the patient ready appropriately, but I think postoperatively in patients who have this higher troponin leak, we need to risk stratify those patients where it's appropriate. They need a pre-discharge nuclear stress evaluation and or cardiac cath, depending upon their status postoperatively.
All right. Well, thank you so much for telling us about this important trial. This is going to be a game changer for non-cardiac surgical population and maybe even other surgical populations as we get used to this. But in the meantime, before these high sensitivity troponins are available, you're recommending even the regular troponins that we have?
Absolutely, sure. I think it's always good to have a baseline. You can't know where you're going until you know where you've been.
And that's correct.
Do that routinely.
Well, thank you, Melissa. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you too. Thanks for the invitation.
You're welcome. All right.